الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن اسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني حديث حسن رواه الترمذي وغيره continuing with the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم which we began discussing a few days ago one very very important aspect that we learned from this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that in order to beautify, perfect one's Islam, to become a Muslim of the highest pinnacle, a Muslim is one who will regulate his time and his actions. تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي Do not waste one's time. Do not get involved in unnecessary speech. Do not get involved in unnecessary actions. This is something that many of us are very, very negligent with regards to. Regulating our time and our actions. Apportioning a certain section of our time for certain actions, certain amal. If we will consciously appropriate our time correctly, then obviously the opportunity to do the unnecessary things will no longer be there. And we find that this type of subject matter is found in other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst the advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that kana fi suhuf Ibrahim wa ala al-aqili ma lam yakuna maghluban ala aqlihi an takuna lahu sa'at. From this narration we learn that it is a part of intelligence that if a person is intelligent he will appropriate his time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on occasion mentioned to Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that in the scrolls or the scriptures that were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam we find this advice that was given that if a person is intelligent ma lam yakun maghluban ala aqli his aql his intelligence he has not lost it has not been overtaken then if he is an intelligent person what he will do he will appropriate his time in such a way that every day he will apportion a certain amount of time for certain necessary and important things sa'atun yunaji fiha rabbahu he will apportion a time every day wherein it will be him and Allah alone Preferably, as we learn from our elders, at the time of tahajjud, every night we take out one section of time. It is between us and Allah. Engage in ibadat, in the zikr of Allah, in dua, in turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَاعَةٌ يُحَاسِبُ فِيهَا نَفْسَهُ And he will take out a portion of time every day in which he will make muhasaba, which he will take account of himself. What am I doing wrong? What I should be paying attention upon? Realizing that the clock of his life is ticking. Have I prepared myself for that day when I have to stand in front of Allah? Have I prepared myself for the qabr, etc.? وَسَاعَةٌ يَتَفَكَّرُ فِي صَنْعِ اللَّهِ And he takes out a time every day where he ponders and reflects over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah's greatness is manifest in everything that is around us. Many, many verses in the Quran. Allah ta'ala encourages us, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, are signs for those who reflect. So we have to ponder and reflect over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَاعَةٌ يَخْلُو فِيهَا لِحَاجَتِهِ مِنَ الْمَطْعَمِ وَالْمَشْرَبِ And every day he takes out a section of time which he apportions towards earning his livelihood, which is a necessity of life. And in that same narration it is mentioned that the intelligent person, who is the intelligent person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, that person hafidhan li lisanihi, that person who protects his tongue, is conscious of his utterances, doesn't make unnecessary speech. وَمَنْ حَسَبَ كَلَامُهُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ قَلَّ كَلَامُهُ إِلَّا فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي That person who regards speech also as being an action for which he has to give hisab before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his speech will be less except in things that are of relevance. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimullah used to say, "Man adda kalamuhu min amalihi qalla kalamuhu illa fi ma ya'ni." That person who consciously realizes that not only actions I'm going to give hisab for, but what I utter, what I say, that also is an amal, is an action. And Allah is going to hold me to Allah is going to hold me to account for that. He says if a person consciously realizes that, then his speech will get less except that which is relevant. One occasion Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Muaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu that controlling one's tongue, this is the essence, this is the khulasa, this is the pinnacle of deen. So Muaz radiallahu anhu, great sahabi, he also at that time didn't realize that what you speak is also an action, and Allah will hold you to account for it. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, anu akhar, are we going to be taken to task for what we say? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Thakilat ka ummuka ya Muaz. What is wrong with you, Muaz? I thought you were an intelligent person. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ مَنَاقِرِهِمْ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He said, Muaz, nothing will cause people to be thrown head down into Jahannam. Besides, nothing will be more conducive for this besides the utterances of the tongue. So it is a sign of intelligence that we become conscious, my respected brothers, of what we utter. Realize that this is also an action. Allah Ta'ala is going to take us to task. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tarku ma la yani. Leave out that which is irrelevant. On the one hand, we will be taken to task for what we utter. On the other hand, if we will become conscious of this, control ourselves, then there is no limit to the heights that a person can reach. Once they saw Luqman alayhi salam, the wise, surrounded by his students. So they asked him, that weren't you that shepherd that used to look after sheep in the mountains? How is it that today you are such a great scholar and you are surrounded by so many students? How did you attain this status? He said, Sidqul Hadith, by speaking the truth. وَطُولُ السُّكُوتْ عَمَّا لَا يَعْنِي. By keeping silent. By keeping silent, only speaking when it was relevant, when it was necessary. This is how Allah Ta'ala gave me such a height. Wahb bin Munabba, rahimullah, he mentioned that in the Bani Israel there were two people, through their mujahadat, through their applying themselves in the ibadat and the worship of Allah Ta'ala, they reached such a level that they could walk on water. One day these two people are walking on water, and they see one person that is walking on the air. So now they were very surprised by this. So they told this person, that how is it that you have reached such a level that you are walking on air? So what was his response? He said, يسير من الدنيا فتمت نفسي عن الشهوات وكففت لساني عما لا يعني ولزمت الصمت. He said, I became content with very little of this dunya. I stayed away from that which Allah made haram. And very, very important what he said, I controlled this tongue. What is not relevant, I don't speak. Lazim to some. I adopted silence. I control this tongue. Allah raised me to such a level that now I can walk on water. One sahabi radiallahu anhu was on his deathbed, smiling. Someone asked him, how is it mort is in front of you? How is it that you are smiling? What is the action that you have the greatest hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your maghfirat on this? What was the response of the sahabi? He said, one is my heart is clean towards every believer. And the second thing he said, لا أتكلم فيما لا يعني. I do not speak unless it is relevant. Silence is a great amal. Silence contains great reward. It will save us from a lot of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speak what is relevant. Speak what is good. Otherwise, be careful about what we speak. What maqam, what status Allah will take us to, we cannot even imagine. Allah give us tawfiq.